Good evening and welcome to the campus of Allegheny Limestone High School and the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. Tonight your Bradford Owls boys will be taking on the Allegheny Limestone Gators in day two of this two-day holiday tournament format. This is James Patrick on WSB Sports. Thank you for tuning in with us. Nice evening of, in between checking football scores, you can tune in and listen to us. So that's what I want you to do tonight. Last night, the Owls came up on the short end of a 50-25 score against Olean High School. The flu bug, if you were with us last night, the flu bug has went through the Owls locker room. Tonight, there are a few extra players that didn't make it last night, but there's a few missing that made it last night. So we'll get a similar mix as to last night, but the flu bug has done its number on the Owls locker room. The Owls will have Marcus Terwilliger, their team leader, although he's not in the starting lineup tonight. Looks like he'll be coming off the bench. That'll provide a spark that wasn't there last night. However, Danny Marasco is not suited up for tonight's game. Hopefully by the next week when the Owls get back to action into their league schedule, we will be healthy and ready to go. Starting for your Owls tonight, Carter Rulo, Cole Blatchley, Tyler Simmons, Trey Curcio, and Landon Lorman. Landon was the player of the game last night for the Owls. I said this was a charity fundraiser, and each game has a sportsmanship award and a player of the game. Last night for your Owls, Tyler Simmons got the sportsmanship award, and Landon Lorman was the player of the game. So he worked himself into the starting lineup for today. Allegheny Limestone Gators will start Perry, Callen, Wilsnewski, Margison, and O'Brien.
AL Sports Hall of Fame, and after retirement, she helped coach various sports.
Having a bit of a ceremony here to start. You can probably hear over my voice, possibly. The speaker's very close. This is Bradford Owls Boys Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. Your season ticket. WESB Sports. B107.5 FM.
Welcome back, James Patrick. Allegheny Limestone High School. Another full day of basketball here. If you've never been to this event, they started at 11 a.m., and it looks like there's another game after our game tonight. If you like high school basketball, both boys and girls, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, all day long, basketball, basketball. So it's a very nice event that they put on over here. Finishing up the introductions for Allegheny Limestone, and we'll be underway.
Number 25, Dayton Owen.
Owls got off to a slow start last night, and then they found their feet, and they cut into the lead of Olean, but then Olean pulled away in the second half. If you weren't with us, this is New York State. We play by New York State rules. The biggest difference being the 35-second shot clock. The Owls are not used to it, but we've talked about this. In 2 years, PIAA has adopted the shot clock, so it will be in effect going forward in a couple of years in Pennsylvania.
A freshman, number 12, Tayden Margison. And rounding out the starting lineup.
Thank you for spending your Sunday evening with us.
Nolan O'Brien.
Most of you were probably dodging raindrops and chipping ice earlier today, as I was. Getting ready for the next storm. Last minute instructions by the coaches. Andrew Terwilliger, Bradford High coach.
Your officials for this evening, the referee, Jerome Swift, with umpires Breon Neri and the Mark Morris.
The Mark Morris, they say. He happens to be a friend of mine, one of the referees. Looks like it's going to be Carter Rulo jumping O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone. We're just about underway here at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. There we go. It's won by Bradford. Across the timeline goes Curcio. Curcio looking for an open man. Man-to-man defense by Allegheny Limestone. Gets it over to Blatchley. Blatchley back to Curcio. Oh, and there's a steal by Allegheny Limestone and an outlet. And a layup and in by number 10. Wyszewski is on the board. Simmons now with the ball, drives in a lane. Hopper, jump shot off the mark. Rulo with the rebound, shot off the mark. And now they scrum, and it's going to be a jump ball. Jump balls going to Allegheny Limestone.
Possession goes to the Gators.
Early 2-0 lead for the Gators. Owls are going to put on some pressure. Three-quarter court on the ball right now. Blatchley and Simmons, and they steal it away. There goes Simmons. He's going to try to go in. He got it up. He got the basket in and was fouled. Tyler Simmons with a strong move. He was fouled low on his hip with the ball, and he still had enough strength to get it up over the rim, so he'll have a chance at the old-fashioned three. Foul on Wyszewski. For the Gators, that's their first. Simmons' free throw is up, off the mark. Rebounded by Rulo. We're going to get another foul on Allegheny Limestone. That one is going on.
Fouls on the Gators, number 15.
O'Brien.
That is his first team.
So strong rebound there for Rulo, and he was fouled while he was coming up with the rebound. So the Owls will inbound under their basket. Simmons. Into Rulo, foul line. Rulo, couple dribbles. Gets it over to Lorman. Lorman out to Blatchley. Blatchley, Curcio, Simmons in the corner. Simmons, little drive, picks up his dribble. Curcio, three ball, long three off the mark. Lorman with a strong rebound. Gets it to Rulo. Rulo up, and he may have traveled. He did. Carter Rulo traveled there. So some good rebounding there by your Owls. 2-2 is our score. The Owls are going to go with this three-quarter court defense again. Created a steal last time down court. And Allegheny gets it across the timeline. There's a shot. That's a charge. Charge against number 2.
Fouls on the Gators. Number 2, John Perry.
Perry, that's his first. The team's third. Three quick fouls on Allegheny Limestone. 6:39 to go here in the early going, 2-2 ball game. It's good to see Allegheny Limestone not with a full court press. We've had to deal with that the last couple games. So the Owls have the ball in the offensive zone. Simmons in the corner. Simmons gets it to Lorman. Lorman lost control and out of bounds. Allegheny Limestone ball. I'll set up this three-quarter court defense. Good passing there. Good. Allegheny Limestone breaks it. And there's a three ball. That's good.
Three.
Number 15, O'Brien.
It's
the three ball. Defense backfired on the Owls. Simmons now with the ball. Three-point line. Picks up his dribble. There's Curcio in the corner, gets it out to Blatchley. Blatchley to Simmons. Simmons drives, gets it down to Rulo. Rulo lays it in. Strong move. Four, Allegheny Limestone lead. And there's those quick passes again. And there's a foul, and they didn't give him the foul, the basket. It didn't go in. Carter Rulo went up high for the block there and actually tumbled over the Allegheny Limestone player. So that's going to be the first foul on Rulo and the first foul on your Owls.
Owls, double zero, Carter Rulo. That is his first, team's first.
Are they? Yeah, they're going to call the foul on the floor, not in the act of shooting. There's another three ball. It's long. That's going to be rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. Another three. Same guy. Long again. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone again. Both of them were way past the rim and went straight to an Allegheny player. Working it around the outside. There's a three ball off the mark. Long tip out past half court. Allegheny Limestone retains possession. There's another three off the mark. Owls rebound. Simmons comes away with it. So we've seen Allegheny Limestone put up five or six threes already in the early going. So that's going to be their thing, it looks like. They look like pretty good shooters, but they haven't dropped so far. There's Rulo on the outside. He takes a mid-range jumper off the mark. Rebounded by Blatchley. Blatchley to Curcio, drives down the lane, puts it in. Trey Curcio on the board. The Owls take a 6-5 lead.
For two.
There's a three ball for Allegheny. It's good. That's O'Brien again. That's his second three ball, 8-6. Allegheny takes the lead. Simmons with the ball. Almost halfway through this first quarter. Oh, almost a steal. Simmons, jumper, off the mark. We have a foul underneath. The foul was on, I thought he said white number two. White number two. That's correct.
Perry. Second, team's fourth.
Both teams went the other direction, and we're going to inbound it and go the other way. A little confusion there by the referees. Into the game comes Evan Troisi into the game for the Owls, and Andrew Terwilliger checks in. So we'll see what Andrew has in the tank tonight. These kids fighting through the flu symptoms. There's Blatchley down low, gets it to Rulo. A whistle.
3 second call.
3 second call on the Owls.
All goes back to the Gators.
Might have been a makeup call for that foul. Halfway through the first quarter, Allegheny Limestone leads 8-6. There's that same three ball again, off the mark. And rebounded by Andrew Terwilliger. No signs of a problem there. He was well up there by the rim for that rebound. There's a shot by Troisi off the mark. Rebounded by out of bounds off of Allegheny Limestone. So the Owls will maintain possession. They're under their own basket. Simmons is going to inbound. Marcus Terwilliger with a shot. Oh, off both rim, front and back. Rulo with a rebound. Shot off the mark. Rebounded by O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone. They're left O'Brien open again. This time he drives and he kicks it out. There's a three ball for Allegheny. Off the mark, rebounded by Troisi. Evan Troisi takes it up court. He's going to take it all the way. And too strong off the glass. And he stepped out of bounds trying to get his own rebound. Troisi had an opening there, went all the way through, drove through the lane, and just a little too strong on the shot. There's that three ball from, and good. O'Brien.
Number 15, Nolan O'Brien.
There's a timeout by your Bradford Owls. That's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, James Patrick, on the campus of Allegheny Limestone. Bradford Owls basketball against Allegheny Limestone, the host school for the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Tournament. So 11-6, Allegheny Limestone leads. If you haven't been with us, O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone's hit three three-balls. Marcus Terwilliger takes it in deep and puts it off the back of the rim on a layup. Allegheny comes away with the ball. So they've taken many threes. Here comes O'Brien again off the mark. And Allegheny tries to save it, but Troisi comes away with it. Troisi fast down to the other end to Simmons. Simmons back. Long shot. It's a two ball. He stepped on the line. Evan Troisi. Nice stroke there by Troisi. There's a layup opportunity for Allegheny Limestone. That's Owen on the board.
Owen for two.
13-8. Limestone leads. There's Simmons with a three ball. Oh, it's in and out. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. And here comes Allegheny Limestone down to the other end. The shot's blocked by Rulo. And Marcus Terwilliger comes away with a rebound. Here goes the Owls quickly to the other end. I can barely keep up, ladies and gentlemen. They're flying out there. Okay, Terwilliger with the ball. It slowed it down a little bit. Over to Simmons. Simmons to Troisi in the corner. Back to Simmons. Marcus Terwilliger, top of the key, calling out the play. Simmons for three. Oh, and it looked good on the way, but it bounced off the rim. Allegheny Limestone with the board. They currently lead 13-8. 1 minute, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. And there's out of bounds off the Owls. Allegheny Limestone inbound on the sideline here. There's another three ball for O'Brien. That's going to be a full timeout by your Owls. We'll take a short break and we'll be back. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Owls took a quick timeout there. O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone's hit four three-pointers in the first quarter here. Allegheny Limestone leads 16-8. He's been wide open in the corner for all those threes. The Owls are playing a zone defense and leaving him out there on an island. I'm sure Coach Terwilliger's not very happy with the results so far. So 55-point Allegheny Limestone lead, 16-8. Owls possession. Andrew Terwilliger across the timeline. Troisi on the wing. Back to Terwilliger. Back to Troisi. And there's a travel on Troisi. Didn't see that one, but the referee did. 39.4 to go. Three-quarter pressure on the Owls. The Owls put the pressure on. Limestone across the timeline. Then pass intercepted by Rulo. Rulo to Terwilliger. Terwilliger picked up his dribble. Hands it off to Simmons. Simmons has his pocket picked. And now Allegheny Limestone has the ball. Shot clock off. 16 seconds to go with a 16-8 lead. Double team there by the Owls. Goes off of Simmons. Out of bounds. So they'll be inbounding near half court, Allegheny Limestone, with 7.5 seconds to go. Three ball from the corner off the mark, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. It's up, and it may have been good, I think, but it was off the mark. So that's going to be the score at the end of the first quarter. Your Owls trail 16-8. We'll take a short break. We'll be back for the start of the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back here to the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. James Patrick, Bradford Owls Basketball. Just about to start the second quarter. Tonight's opponent, Allegheny Limestone Gators. Gators currently lead 16-8. The story of the first quarter, a young man named O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone. 4 3-pointers in that first quarter. So he leads all scorers with 12 points. The Owls had Troisi, Curcio, Simmons, and Rulo all with 2 apiece in that first stint. Kind of a cap on the Owls' basket. Several layups did not go. They're playing well in spite of the sickness that's overcome the team in the locker room. The flu symptoms. So the Owls have possession to start the second quarter. There's Blatchley to Curcio. Curcio tries to get to Simmons. It's tipped away, out of bounds. Owls will maintain possession. Into the game for the Owls is Fabian Shirk, his first action of the day. There's Curcio with the ball. Also, Ryan Nelson has checked into the game for the Owls. Ryan's a ninth grader who had a really nice game yesterday. Got on the scoreboard. This tournament and sickness has provided some of these young guys to get in some games they might not normally get in. There's a three ball from Allegheny Limestone off the mark, rebounded by Curcio. Curcio's got a man tagging behind him, so he's clear of him. Nice pass to Blatchley, and then a pass to Ryan Nelson, tied up. Jump ball. Jump ball's going to go to Allegheny Limestone. First minute gone by here in the second quarter, still 16-8, Allegheny Limestone lead. Owls have spread that defense out a little bit further. I'm not letting O'Brien sit in the corner by himself. There's a drive strong down the lane, and a foul going to be on Curcio. It was good defense by Curcio until they went past the basket and Curcio knocked him out of bounds on the other side of the basket. So there's a three ball from Allegheny Limestone. Off the mark, Curcio with a rebound. Curcio looking for an outlet. It gets his pocket picked from behind, but it goes out of bounds. Owls will maintain possession on the side line down near their own end.
Substitutions for the Owls.
Rulo,
0,
Lorman,
11, Marcus Terwilliger.
Marcus Terwilliger back into the game for the Owls.
34, yeah, thanks for the help. Landon Lorman.
So you've got Nelson, Rulo, Lorman, Terwilliger, Curcio out there for your Owls right now. Terwilliger with the ball. Nelson in the corner. Nelson gets it down low to Rulo. Rulo, nice pass to Lorman. Lorman trying to get through, couldn't. Back out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger gets to Curcio. Curcio with a long two off the mark. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. Long outlet pass. Into the corner, up to the top of the key. Now into the other corner. There's that long three ball off the mark. Rebounded by Lorman. Lorman gets it to Terwilliger. So, first 2 minutes are gone here in the first or second. There's a real strong spin move by Carter Rulo.
Carter Rulo.
Cut the lead 16-10, Allegheny Limestone. There's a steal by the Owls. Twilliger goes up off the mark, and Allegheny Limestone comes away with a ping pong ball that went out right to them. On their fast break, it was kicked out of bounds by the Owls. So Allegheny Limestone with possession.
Goes to the Gators.
16-10 lead. Inbound, three ball, short. Landon Lorman with a rebound. Gets it to Twilliger. Twilliger across the timeline. Marcus looking for an open man. Picks up his dribble. Gets it to Curcio. Curcio back to Twilliger. Twilliger into the corner for Nelson. Nelson, nice pass to Rulo. Yes, he gets it to him. Rulo strong underneath. What'd they call?
Trouble call, the Owls.
Okay. So Allegheny Limestone possession. Only 2 points scored in this second quarter by your Bradford Owls so far. Nothing for Allegheny Limestone. There's a shot off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Another shot off the mark. And the Owls save it. There's Lorman with a rebound. Off to Marcus Twilliger. Twilliger drives the lane. Oh, and he had his pocket picked, and they called a jump ball. Owls are going to maintain possession on that jump ball.
Possession arrow stays with the Owls.
Owls are going to inbound under their basket. Nelson gets it into, it throws it away. And the Allegheny Limestone comes away with it. Fast break. Up, off the mark, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. There's a three ball from Allegheny off the mark. Marcus Twilliger with the board. So Allegheny Limestone yet to score, and your Owls have only scored two here in the second quarter. There's a cap on both baskets. Curcio down the lane, puts it up, and gets fouled. He's going to shoot two. Nice move there by Trey Curcio.
Gators number 25, Caden Owen. That is his first.
Owen's first foul for Allegheny Limestone and the first team foul. So Trey Curcio is going to shoot two here for the Owls. First one's up, off the mark.
The line for the Owls is number 14, Trey Curcio.
Evan Troisi comes back in for the Owls, and Cole Blatchley for Lorman and Nelson.
Evan Troisi.
Second free throw's up and good for Curcio.
1-for-2 with the line for Curcio.
16-11, Allegheny Limestone lead. 4:20 to go in the first half. This is James Patrick on WSB Sports. Bradford Owls boys basketball. Oh, and there's a quick hand and almost a steal by your Owls. They did create the turnover. Allegheny Limestone stepped out of bounds trying to save it. So the Owls are going to have possession at half court here. Down by five. Ball's in to Marcus Twilliger. Down low to Rulo. Back to Twilliger for a three ball. Good! Marcus Twilliger with a three. The Owls cut the lead to two.
Number 11, Marcus Twilliger.
Okay, there's a ball off of Simmons out of bounds. Owls can set up their defense, only trailing by two, 3:52 to go. Double team by the Owls, trap. Oh, and there's a long pass stolen away by Troisi. Troisi all the way, lays it in, and fouled. Evan Troisi with the steal, layup, draws the foul. We'll go to the line for the lead for your Bradford Owls. Wacheski, that's his second foul, team's second foul.
Team second.
Troisi with a chance for the old-fashioned three, and the Owls lead. Up and off the mark. Oh, Rulo fights for the rebound, and it goes off of Allegheny Limestone. Good hustle again on the offensive boards by Rulo. The Owls have possession and a tie ball game. 3:35 to go in the first half. Twilliger, top of the key. Drives. Brings it back out. Gets it to Blatchley. Blatchley to Simmons in the corner. Simmons sees an opening, takes it in. Floater, that's good. Tyler Simmons with a nice floater, and the Owls take a two-point lead. 3:12 to go in the second quarter, and the Owls yet to surrender a bucket. There's a three from the corner, and that's good. O'Brien, that's his fifth three ball of the game, and Allegheny Limestone back on top by one. Marcus Terwilliger, Evan Troisi gets it down to Rulo, back out to Troisi. Troisi over to Simmons across court. Simmons drives in, foul line, back to Troisi. Troisi down low to Rulo. Rulo spins, puts it up and in. Carter Rulo strong down low. The Owls take the one-point lead. 2.5 to go in the first half. There's a ball. Good defense by your Owls right now. Down low, and it's in, and a foul.
For number three, Ryan Callen.
Callen's first points of the game for Allegheny Limestone. They take a one-point lead, and he'll be at the line for a three-point play. Landon Lorman comes in for Rulo. For your Owls. So you've got Simmons, Terwilliger, Lorman, Troisi, and Blatchley in there for your Owls. And the free throws off the mark, rebounded by Simmons. Allegheny Limestone with a 1-point lead. There's Troisi with a mid-range jumper off the mark, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Around the outside, there's a three off the mark. And out of bounds off of Allegheny Limestone. The Owls ball, 1:46 to go, trailing by one. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball. Behind the back. Floater from the foul line off the mark. Allegheny Limestone comes away with it. There's a no-look pass right there by Allegheny Limestone, and there's a layup opportunity missed. Lorman comes away with a strong rebound. Gets it to Troisi. Marcus Terwilliger pulls the ball out near half court. 1:12 to go in the first half. Marcus takes it all the way and lays it in. Marcus Terwilliger sized up his opponent there and got some space. And took it to the hole. The Owls lead by one. Oh, there's a foul on Lorman. Could have been a charge, but they got the block on Landon Lorman.
Fouls on the Owls, number 34, Landon Lorman.
That's his first foul.
His first, team's third. The line for two.
He got run over pretty well. It looks like Rulo's going to come into the game for him. He's okay. But he got laid out. So number three, Callen, will be at the line for two shots here for the Gators. Gators trail by one, 51 seconds to go in the first half. First shot is up and off the mark. Rulo comes in for Lorman.
Checking in, 00, Carter Rulo for the Owls.
One more shot here for Callen. It's up. And it is in.
1-2 for Cameron.
We have a tie ball game at 22. Twos are wild. Simmons with the ball. Out to Terwilliger. Battle going on underneath. Looks like foul is on against Carter Rulo, not on Carter Rulo.
Fouls on the Gators, number 35.
35. That's Crowley. They were battling down low, him and Rulo, and the foul was called. There's Marcus with a medium-range jumper it's in and all around and does everything but fall down. So Allegheny Limestone ball. And it's tipped away by your Owls. Stolen away. There goes Troisi. Euro step. Simmons with a rebound. Tries to get it in. They foul Simmons on a circus shot over the head.
Foul the Gators, number 35, Connor Crawley. That is his second, team's fourth. To the line, shooting two for the Owls, number five, Tyler Simmons.
So Simmons, good hustle there to get the board and then get a shot off in some fashion that he was fouled on. First free throws up and good. The Owls take the lead. 24 seconds now to go in the first half. Simmons has one more free throw. It's up and off the mark. Oh, Terwilliger comes away with it. Oh, and then he had it stolen away. Two Gators fought for the ball, and Marcus came away with it. Oh, lots of almost steals here by your Owls. 11 seconds to go, down to 9. There's a timeout taken by a use-it-or-lose-it timeout by Allegheny Limestone. With your score, the Bradford Owls 23, the Allegheny Limestone Gators 22. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with a new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick here at Allegheny Limestone High School. Your Bradford Owls playing the host school, the Allegheny Limestone Gators. Gators possession, 7.5 seconds to go in the first half. Your Bradford Owls lead by one, 23-22. Very nice game, close game all the way through. Probably be a nice second half and a very exciting finish. So stay with us. Thank you for being with us here on WSB Sports. 2 seconds to shoot, throws it up, and it's off the mark. That's going to be your halftime score tonight. Bradford Owls 23, Allegheny Limestone Gators 22. We will take a halftime break. I'll compile some statistics. We'll be back with you here. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB, Bradford.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets Modern Made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
And welcome back to Allegheny Limestone. This is James Patrick here at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic, where your Bradford Owls are taking on the host school, Allegheny Limestone Gators. Very entertaining first half. If you weren't with us, it was, tight the whole way. The Owls currently lead 23-22 at halftime. The story of the half, really, mostly was O'Brien. O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone had 5 three-pointers, so he's got 15 of his team's 22 points. So Coach Terwilliger took a timeout. He did only get one more after that timeout. They left him open several times, so they paid the price for that. But good defense in that second quarter. The Owls had trailed by a little bit. They took the lead and have a one-point lead at the half. Scoring for your Owls, led by Carter Rulo with 6, Tyler Simmons with 5, and Marcus Terwilliger with 5. Evan Troisi has 4, and Trey Curcio 3. So 5 scorers across the board evenly. Good hustle by everyone. Owls had some tough breaks on some. The rim was not nice on that end. So hopefully it'll be a little more forgiving down on this closer end. many shots were very close, and they could have had a nicer lead, but very entertaining game. This is a nice event, as I've told you about, over here in Allegheny Limestone. Two full days of boys and girls high school basketball, morning till night. Every year about this same time between Christmas and New Year's. Hope you're enjoying your holidays with your families. We are also available, if you're listening to us on 1490, 107.5 FM. And you can reach me directly with questions, comments, concerns on the platform of X, James Patrick at WESB Sports. So, it looks like the, you know, even though the full starting lineup isn't here because of the flu bug, they look a little better than they did last night, health-wise, energy-wise. I'm going to guess Danny Marasco was almost a non-factor last night. He was out there, and he was going through the motions, but I think he was one of the ones that was trying to fight it off. So he's not here this evening. It's nice to have Marcus Twilliger back, pretty much the team lead. Troisi's had some nice time in there. I mean, they're all hustling and playing well, so... As I told you earlier, there's a player of the game and a sportsmanship award for each team. Right now, for the Owls, somebody's going to have a hard time choosing that because it's a good effort across the board. Ryan Nelson getting some good quality time in there for the Owls. He's not on the scoreboard yet, but when you see the ninth graders in there getting quality time, that's a great thing. Last night, he scored what I believe is his first varsity basket. I made a big deal about it because you'll be hearing his name for three more years to come here on WSB Sports. So once again, thank you for tuning in with us tonight. I'm glad you're spending your evening with us. Future broadcast. I was going to pull that up for you guys and let you know where we're going to be and when we're going to be there. We take a short break here for the New Year's holiday. And then we will be back with you on Monday the 5th. Monday the 5th. We have a full week, four games that week of basketball. We're going to be with you, coming to you from Port Allegheny, Lady Owls basketball, on Monday the 5th of January. It's scheduled for a 7:30 start. It'll be close to that. These things are, as we know, variable in the high school world. Hopefully Mother Nature will allow us to have that one, too. She's been not so nice to us. So teams are finishing up their warm-ups. We're going to get started with the second half. I'm going to take a quick 30-second break. We're at halftime with the Owls leading 23-22. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Just about to start the second half here at Allegheny Limestone. Looks like the Owls are going to come out on the court with Lorman, Troisi, Twilliger, Simmons, Rulo. That's who's going to start the second half for your Owls. Perry, Callen, Wojcinski, Margeson, and O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone, the same starting five. So Coach Twilliger making a few adjustments. Allegheny Limestone begins with possession, and the clock's not running. I will tell you that. The clock is still not running, but the game is going. I'm right by the clock. So the ref, somebody realizes it's not running. Rulo strong off the rim. Now they did start it, so we got 12 or 15 seconds of free time. There's a shot by Allegheny Limestone off the mark. Rebounded by Twilliger. Twilliger, they try to pick his pocket. No luck. Here's Troisi on the corner, down low to Rulo. Rulo strong Oh, up and short. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. And there's it. It was pretty much an inadvertent whistle. The Allegheny Limestone player slipped. They blew the whistle. No foul called. Allegheny's going to inbound the ball. Terwilliger and Troisi on the ball right now, and they break through it. Gets it up off the mark. Lorman strong on the board. Out lets to Terwilliger down to Troisi. Troisi too hard off the glass. Nice passes by your Owls, and then too hard off the glass. Allegheny Limestone with the ball. Rulo with the defense. And he's got a foul over the back, and they're going to shoot two, I believe. Yep, they're going to shoot. Allegheny Limestone will be shooting two. Carter Rulo's second foul.
To the line for two.
And they're calling that his third foul, so I'll go with them. That's Carter's third foul. That's going to get Braylon Austin up off the bench. First free throw is missed by Callen. So Braylon Austin's going to come in and take Rulo's spot. He's in a bit of foul trouble here. 7 minutes left in the third quarter.
Braylon Austin.
1 more free throw here for Callen. It is good, and we have a tie ball game, ladies and gentlemen. 23-23, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Terwilliger with the ball. He pulls it down. We got to get it across court. We do. Simmons out to Troisi. Troisi over to Terwilliger. Terwilliger calls out the play. Top of the key. Simmons in the corner. Thought about a three. Gets it back out to Terwilliger. Down low to Lorman. Lorman out to Simmons. This time he takes it and he nails it. That's a three ball for Tyler Simmons.
Tyler Simmons.
It's a 3-point lead for your Owls. Owls a little pressure on the ball, but Allegheny Limestone gets it up court. There's that workaround to the same guy in the corner who puts in another three. O'Brien starts the second half with a three ball. We have a tie ball game at 26. Terwilliger, top of the key. Marcus sees an opening, takes it all the way in, lays it in.
Marcus Terwilliger for two.
Nice move there by Marcus. He saw the lane was open and just took it right in, laid it in. There's Allegheny Limestone. Nice spin move and a put in.
Wacheski.
Number Chen Wacheski. That's his 4th point of the game. We have a tie ball game at 28. Here comes Terwilliger. Gives it to Simmons. Simmons hands it to Troisi. Troisi in floater. Off the mark. Rebounded by O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone. Now they're fast the other way. Kick it back out. Here's a three. In and out. Rebounded by Troisi. Troisi quick to the other end. Gets it to Marcus Terwilliger. Marcus has a wide open lane again. Lays it in.
Marcus.
If they're going to leave that open right there, there's nobody. Marcus's eyes lit up and he laid her in. Owls take a 2-point lead. Good defense. Trap in the corner. Oh, they get it out of there. Timeout taken by Allegheny Limestone. Well, they had the trap in the corner. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one. So the Owls have a nice start to the second half. They maintain a 2-point lead, 30-28. Marcus Terwilliger with a couple, you know, gimme layups, but we've missed other layups, so nothing's really a gimme. But he's seen a nice opening and took advantage of it. Troisi hard on the boards down there. Rulo in a bit of foul trouble with 3 fouls. He has 6 points. Carter's been really, really good on the rebounds, but he went in over the back on that last drive a little bit ago, so he's been replaced by Braylon Austin.
Checking in for the Owls, number 22, Fabian.
And now Fabian Shirk. Fabian Shirk has come in to fill that position. Oh, no. Ryan Nelson is in down low. So we've got Simmons, Shirk, Lorman, Nelson, and Troisi. And there's a steal. Steal by Simmons. And here comes Troisi up court. Owls with a two-point lead and possession. Troisi behind his back. Two guys on him. He has to pick up his dribble. Gets it to Nelson in the corner. Back out to Troisi. Set up a new play. Good defense by the Gators. Troisi was still with the ball. Oh, and he tried to go. Nelson comes up with it. Oh, and it's too hard off the... The ball's on the ground again. Shirk gets it. Troisi again with the ball. That time, Troisi's good with a shot. So the ball was everywhere. There for a while. On the floor several times. Too fast for me to get it to you. Here's a... Oh, Shirk with a good defense, and there's a steal by Simmons. Simmons is going to go all the way in. Oh, and too hard off the backboard, but he's fouled. So Simmons is going to be at the line for two.
Ball's going to be on the Gators, number 12.
Number 12.
Margeson.
Margeson, that's his first.
That's his second.
Oh, that's his second.
First. To the line.
First. They went back to first. Okay, I was right on that one. So Simmons is going to be at the line. The Owls with a four-point lead right now and two free throws coming. First one's up and good.
Check in.
End of the game for
comes
Owen.
Owen
comes in for Allegheny Limestone. Simmons with one more free throw. The Owls up by five. Second free throw is good. Your Owls lead by six, 34-28. 3:51 to go. Fast down court. Missed shot. Simmons comes away with a rebound. Fast down, back down to this end. Then he gets it out to Troisi. Troisi sets up a play. Down low to Lorman. Lorman strong to the basket. Too strong off the backboard. Rebounded by Allegheny Limestone, who loses control. Regains it. I tell you, Fabian Shirk and his defense, his hands are everywhere. Just around the three-point line, and there's a bit of a drive down low. There's a down low off the board. Miss, rebound. Ryan Nelson. Here comes Troisi. Slow up court this time. Jukes his man. Three times. Takes a floater and nails it.
For number 23.
So they're playing pretty good defense on Troisi, and he juked him three times and did a 10-foot floater. Owls up by eight. There's ball thrown away by Allegheny Limestone. Owls with all the momentum right now, and in comes Marcus Terwilliger. He's going to come in for Simmons. So you've got Lorman, Terwilliger, Troisi, Shirk, Nelson in there for your Owls. Marcus Terwilliger with the ball. Owls with an eight-point lead, 2:40 to go in the third. Marcus gets it to Lorman. Lorman's got three guys on him. There's Marcus going to take a three ball. It's good. Marcus Terwilliger with a three ball. And the Owls lead by 11. Nice run here by your Owls. There's quick to the, oh, quick to the basket. Player was out of control, but they call the foul on the Owls. No. They're coming out of there clapping. We've got confusion. Nobody's saying anything. The player was out of control, I'll tell you that, but I don't know who they called the foul on. Foul's on number 10 for Allegheny Limestone. Wachuski, that's his third. He's raising his hands going, what'd I do? I don't know who had the ball, but I know he was out of control. Here comes Marcus. He thought about that drive to the lane, but they quickly covered that up. There's Curcio in the game now for your Owls. Curcio back to Terwilliger. Curcio in the corner. Can't get it down to Nelson. Curcio with a spin move, and he puts up the shot too short. Allegheny Limestone with the ball. The Owls with an 11-point lead here. Fabian Shirk created a spark, and there's going to be a foul on Shirk.
Fouls on the Owls, number 22.
He's going to get fouls, ladies and gentlemen, because he's more plus than minus. His hands are quick, and he plays great defense. So occasionally there's going to be a little bit over-aggressiveness. Allegheny Limestone with the ball. They get it to the foul line, kick it back out to the three. There's the corner drive. Block. Oh, that was a block by Lorman, but they call the foul.
Foul's on number 34, the Owls, Landon Lorman.
I got the that's the far down court, but looked like a nice block to me. So number 15, O'Brien's going to be at the line for two. And that first one's good. I was hoping he couldn't make a shot that wasn't a three. He has 6 3-pointers, if you haven't been listening in.
In for the Owls is number four.
Now 6 3-pointers to go with a free throw. He's got one more free throw. Your Owls lead by 10. And it is good. Your Owls lead by 9.
John Perry.
1:28 to go in the third quarter. To Williger across the timeline. He's going to, all the way down the lane, kicks it back out for three. That was Ryan Nelson off the mark with a three. There's Allegheny Limestone quick to the other end. A follow-up is good. I think that was number 25, Owen. That was a good follow by Owen, so 7-point lead for your Owls. To Williger all the way down. All the way down with a floater and in. Back to a 9-point game. There's a three ball, short. Oh, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone and a foul on the Owls. Probably Blatchley. It is. Cole Blatchley with his first.
Fouls on the Owls. Number four, Cole Blatchley. That is his.
46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Owls lead by 9. There's a three ball. And it's off the mark, rebounded again by Allegheny Limestone. And there's a foul on Fabian Shirk. That's two quick ones on Fabian Shirk.
Second, team's fifth.
And that's the team's fifth. So they're in the bonus for the rest of that third quarter, 37 seconds. Number 10, Wyszewski, is going to be at the line for two. Up. And off the mark. Owls lead by 9, 41-32, 37 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second shot on the way. Off the mark, fight for the rebound, and Marcus Twilliger comes away with it. Marcus is going to take it all the way down, gets it to Nelson. Marcus gets around his man, driving. There's a whistle. That's a foul on Wyszynski. That's his fourth.
Fouls on the Gators, number two, John Perry. Oh, that is his third.
So they called that on two, Perry. That's his third. I thought that was on number 10, but I was wrong. So the Owls maintain possession. Marcus with a long two off the mark. Oh, another foul on Shirk.
The Owls, number 22, Fabian Shirk. That is his third.
That's three quick ones on Shirk. Over the back on a rebound.
In the bonus.
It's going to be O'Brien at the line. Based on his last two, these are going to be two good free throws. But that's why they have to shoot them. Owls lead by 9. First one's up and good.
First one is good by O'Brien. Checking in for the Gators is number 3, Ryan Callen.
Callen checks in for the Gators in place of Owen. One more shot here for O'Brien. Up and good.
And the second is good.
It's an 8-point Owls lead. Sorry, they hadn't changed it. 7-point Owls lead. The Owls can hold it here for a last shot. 13 seconds. It gets stolen away. Tried to get it down low to Austin, Braylon Austin in the game. 3 seconds, long three ball, off the mark. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. with your Bradford Owls leading 41-34.
The Bradford Owls, 40.
We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with you. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from WR Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. James Patrick, WESB Sports, campus of Allegheny Limestone High School. Joe DeSerbo Holiday Classic. Bradford Owls leading Allegheny Limestone Gators, the hosts, 41-34 after three quarters. That was a real nice third quarter for the Owls. They scored 18 points. Real nice quarter for the Owls to expand their one-point lead out to a seven-point lead. It was Allegheny Limestone with a couple quick baskets. Looks like it's going to be Troisi, Simmons, Twilliger, Rulo, and Troisi. Simmons with the ball. Over to Twilliger. Twilliger to Rulo. And maybe that's the one I didn't mention. Rulo. Twilliger down the lane. Little floater. Off the back rim. Too hard. Allegheny Limestone with a rebound. Across the timeline. 7:27 to go. 7-point lead. Down low. Shot off the mark. Rebounded by Lorman. Lorman gets it out to Troisi. Troisi brings it up. Gets it to Rulo. Rulo back to Troisi. Strong defense there on Troisi, but he's able to juke his defender. Oh, a travel. Slid his foot as he picked up his dribble, was about to pass it, and slid his foot. So the first minute of the fourth quarter is gone. 7 minutes to go. Owls with a 7-point lead. Into the corner for Allegheny Limestone. Owls playing good defense. Two men, oh, they get around, and they got it down low, and it's bounced, stolen away by Lorman. Lorman gets it to Troisi. Troisi to Simmons. Back to Troisi. Marcus Twilliger now at the top of the, he's yelling out orders. They get the ball down low to Rulo. Rulo, strong move. Put up off the back rim, and rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. Nice move by Rulo. A little too strong. There's Allegheny Limestone down low. There's a foul on Rulo. It is. That's Carter Rulo's fourth foul. He's going to have to come out of the game. 6:15 to go.
First of the quarter.
No move yet by Coach Twilliger. Allegheny's going to inbound the ball. There's a three off the mark. And there is an over the back, I hope, on number 15. O'Brien, it'll be his second.
Fouls on number 15. The Gators, Nolan O'Brien, that is his second, team's first of the quarter. Checking in for the Gators is number 25.
Rulo reminded the bench, he came over and reminded the bench he's got four, and they said, we know. Here comes Twilliger up the court. Williger still in control. Out to Simmons. Simmons down the lane. Puts it up. Oh! He was fouled and it almost went in. It was all over the rim. That's a foul on O'Brien again. That's his third.
Fouls on 15 for the Gators. Nolan O'Brien, that is his third. Team second.
Simmons going to be at the line for two. Owls lead by 7. 5:54 to go in the game. First one was up and good. Second one up. And good.
It's good.
Owls with a 9-point lead. 5:54 to go. Clock's running again. Okay, they're a little slow on that clock, and there's a foul on Treisy. Evans' first foul.
Into the game for the Gators. Number 20, Nash Brady.
Ooh, tipped out of bounds off Treisy. Treisy thought that he got it off the Allegheny Limestone player. They inbound. 5:40 to go. 9-point lead for your Owls. There's a block. A block by Treisy, and Rulo comes away with it. Here, Simmons, quick down court, all the way, and he's fouled. Tyler Simmons got himself to the line again. That might be on O'Brien again.
Fouls on the Gators. For 15, Nolan O'Brien. That's his fourth.
That's O'Brien's fourth, and he's their big 3-point shooter.
Shooting two, Tyler Simmons.
Their coach doesn't look to be going to the bench either. Simmons for two here. Up. Oh, and that one's off the front and back rim, and not good. 5:28 to go in the game. Owls by 9. And that one's good, making it even 10. Owls with a little three-quarter pressure on the ball. They get it across the timeline. Now quick to the basket. Three ball in the corner, short. And Rulo comes away with it. Here goes Treisy. Treisy pulls it back. Gives it to Rulo. Rulo to Treisy, top of the key. Evan had been in there a couple times, went too hard off the glass. Decided to slow it down, use up some time. Get it out to his guys, set up to play. There goes Lorman, strong, but the shot's missed. Allegheny Limestone with a rebound. We're under 5 minutes to go in the game. And there's a, I was going to say steal, but that's going to be a foul.
Fouls on the Owls, number 34, Landon Lorman.
That's on Lorman.
His third.
I thought it was on Treisy. That's three on Landon Lorman.
Team's third.
Team has three fouls as well. Both teams have three fouls. Allegheny Limestone's going to inbound under the basket. Oh, and there's a quick hand by Treisy, but they maintain control. There's a three ball. That's that guy. Oh, no, it's not. That is Callen. His first three of the game. And a timeout taken.
Is being called by the Gators. And it is a
Allegheny Limestone. Full timeout. We'll take a 30-second break with the score. Bradford 44, Allegheny Limestone 37. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back, James Patrick, here at Joe DiCervo Holiday Classic in Allegheny Limestone. Your Bradford Owls currently lead by 7, 44-37 over the host school, Allegheny Limestone Gators. Looks like it'll be an exciting finish. Owls have contributions across the board, mainly Tyler Simmons and Marcus Terwilliger. But lots of contribution across the board. Owls are going to inbound the ball here. That's Treisy going to inbound it. Gets it into Simmons. Back to Treisy. Treisy across the timeline. Gives it to Marcus Twilliger. Marcus goes down the lane. Kicks it into the corner. That's Lorman in the corner. He takes a couple dribbles. Picks up his dribble. Gets it back to Twilliger. Rulo. Simmons, back to Twilliger. Everybody seeing the ball. That's a good thing. Good ball movement. Owls have 8 seconds left on the clock. Oh, and there's a steal and travel. A steal and travel by Port Allegheny. So the Owls will get possession with a new fresh 35. They've had no 35-second violations tonight. Last night there was three or four of them. They just weren't used to the shot clock. So tonight they've been putting their shots up way earlier. Owls are going to inbound it. under the Allegheny Limestone basket. Inbounded to Tracy. Tracy down low to Rulo. Rulo's call the charge. Knocked the man over, made the basket, but called the charge on Rulo. That's going to be five.
Double zero.
Carter Rulo is going to be out of the game.
Owls, that is his fifth and disqualifying foul.
Into the game for Rulo comes Braylon Austin.
Into the game for the Owls is number 15, Braylon Austin.
4 minutes to go, 7-point Owls lead. Pressure on the ball, full court. That's a travel. Owls created a travel, and they will gain possession at midcourt.
Checking in for the Owls, number 22, Fabian Shirk.
Fabian Shirk checks into the game for Braylon Austin, who was just in there a short time. So Terwilliger's got the ball across the timeline. 7-point lead for your Owls. There's Troisi on a wing. Down low to Simmons. Shots up and in. And a foul. Simmons with another chance for a 3-point play.
Fouls on the Gators, number 10, Cooper Wyszewski.
Number 10, Wyszewski. That's his
third.
Fourth.
To the line for two, Tyler Simmons.
For one. For one there, guy. Announcer guy. It's a and one. So Tyler Simmons, strong move after a nice pass from Twilliger. One shot here to try to get the Owls back up by 10. And it's in.
And it's good.
Tyler Simmons having a nice game offensively. Owls pressure the ball again. 3:36 to go and a 10-point lead. There's a shot by Allegheny Limestone, rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. Nice pass down low, and another pass down low. And that's missed, and Simmons comes away with it. Here comes your Owls. I don't know if the coach has told them to take a little bit of wind out of it. It doesn't look like it. Shirk with a floater. Oh, off the back iron, and Allegheny Limestone with a rebound. 3:08 to go. 10-point lead for your Owls. Allegheny Limestone ball. There's Tracy and Lorman pressure in the ball. Gets it way across court. There's a jumper. It's good.
For number 25, Peyton Owen.
Owen with a basket. Two-pointer. 8-point lead for your Owls. Here goes Simmons. Down the lane again. Kicks it out. Troisi. Short. And then rebounded by Allegheny Limestone. I think Marcus Twilliger got away with a little over the back there. There's another little floater for Allegheny Limestone off the mark. Troisi with the board up to Twilliger. Twilliger's going to take it all the way off the mark. Comes up with a rebound after two kids fought for it. And timeout taken by Coach Twilliger. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here this time. 2:22 to go. Your Owls lead by 8. Nice overall performance by everyone. Tyler Simmons having a great game. 8, 10, 12, 13, 15, 17 points for Tyler Simmons tonight. Just a great all-around performance. Several and-ones. He's gotten himself to the basket, gotten fouled. He's got O'Brien in foul trouble for the other team and a couple other guys with three. Carter Rulo just fouled out for your Owls, but... In there now for in his place is Fabian Shirk doing a nice job on defense. But the Owls look good tonight. They've crossed the board. Team effort, good hustle. They told me it was a 30. Okay, there we go. Might have been a full, though. But we're, having a good time here. Thank you for tuning in with us. We're also available 107.5 FM. You can reach me at on the platform of X at JamesPatrick@WSBSports.com. Questions, concerns, comments, just let me know you're out there listening. Owls are going to have possession. 2:22 to go under the Allegheny Limestone basket. Simmons going to inbound it. Nobody open. Okay, he gets it to Troisi. Troisi's going to run it way back out top. Troisi still with a dribble. Troisi takes it all the way, and he lays it in. Nice move by Troisi. And Allegheny Limestone loses control, out of bounds. Owls ball. Owls up by 10, 2:05 to go. Simmons going to inbound it, gets it to Troisi. Troisi hands it off to Marcus Terwilliger. Terwilliger to Troisi. Down low to Simmons, up and in. Nice pass and strong move by Tyler Simmons.
Simmons for two.
Having a career game tonight, Simmons is. Owls back on defense. Number three, dribbling crazily. Passes it off. And there's a down low drive. Errant shot. Rebound by Troisi. No, that was Lorman with a rebound. Gets it to Troisi. Troisi takes it all the way and lays it. Oh, he was too far under the basket. And then he commits the foul. Just a frustration foul. He got himself too far into the basket and couldn't make it.
Bonus.
That's going to be the bonus for Allegheny Limestone. Troisi's second foul. 1:19 to go. Owls by 12. Number 25, Owen, is going to be at the line for two. First one's up and good.
The first is good by Owen.
Here comes Blatchley into the game for Troisi.
We'll make that announcement here in a minute. The 50-50 ticket, $32.
Second free throw's up and good for Owen.
Is good.
It's going to be a 10-point lead for the Owls.
Timeout being called by the Gators.
Timeout called by the Gators.
If you go get your 50-50 winnings.
We're going to take a quick break with that one. 1:19 to go. The Owls lead by 10, 51-41. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Heritage Design, Modern Made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline Series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford. WESB
Sports. Welcome back, James Patrick, Joe DeCerbo Holiday Classic, Allegheny Limestone High School. Your Bradford Owls with 1:19 to go in the fourth quarter, lead 51-41. And they will be inbounding under full pressure, full court pressure by the Allegheny Limestone. On the court for your Owls, Simmons, Blatchley, Terwilliger, Shirk, Lorman. Inbound it to Terwilliger, double team. Terwilliger throws it away, and a foul on Blatchley. So they will be at the line for two. 1:14 to go.
Fouls on the Owls, number four. Cole Blatchley.
That's his second.
Bonus for the Gators. At the line, number 15. Nolan O'Brien.
O'Brien, with his perfect form, came up short. I jinxed him there. Perfect. He had hit nothing but net. And here comes his second shot. Up and in. Owls with possession, and there is Lorman gets it to Simmons. Timeout by Coach Terwilliger. We're going to stay here for this one. It's a 30. 1:09 to go, 9-point lead for your Owls.
30-second timeout called by the Owls.
You need to focus on getting it inbound and letting themselves be fouled. No need to panic with these passes. 9-point lead for the Owls, 1:09 to go. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. There's one more game here tonight. If you're listening and want to come watch a high school basketball game, I only know that the Olean Huskies will be playing. I do not see the opponent yet. But nice event here over in Allegheny, New York. Every year right around this same time, the weekend between the two holidays. Okay, Blatchley, Lorman, Simmons, Shirk, Twilliger. Blatchley inbound, gets it to Simmons. Simmons gets fouled, but they have not blown the whistle. They're going to call the foul.
Fouls on the Gators.
On Perry.
Ryan Callen.
Oh, Callen, number three.
Fouls in the team bonus.
So I believe the foul was quicker than that, but they waited. So Tyler Simmons is going to go to the line for two. The Owls are in the bonus now. Can extend this lead out to 11. You can make them both. First one is up and good. 10-point lead for the Owls, 106 to go. Tyler Simmons, one more free throw. And short. Owls. Marcus Twilliger gets the rebound and lays it in. Nice strong move, and the Owls lead by 12. And there's a steal stolen away by Lorman. Lorman steals it away, and there's a foul against Blatchley. Blatchley's not on the scoreboard yet tonight, and he's going to get a chance for two. 50 seconds to go. 12-point lead for your Owls. Cole Blatchley going to shoot two. First one's up. And good. Nothing but net. Blatchley's on the scoreboard. Owls with a 13-point lead. Second one is up. And good.
And the second.
Owls lead by 14. Allegheny Limestone down the court. Three ball. Good. That's number three, Callen. 36 seconds. Here comes Simmons ahead of everybody. Lays it in.
Simmons for
three. Tyler Simmons continues his strong outing. There's Quick down to the other end. Off the mark. Rebounded by Shirk. Ahead for Twilliger, who pulls it back and gets fouled. Marcus was going to run the clock out. The Allegheny Limestone player had different intentions.
Wyszewski in the bonus, Marcus Terwilliger.
18 seconds to go, 13-point lead for your Owls. First one's good, Marcus Terwilliger. Simmons tying a shoe here. Doesn't want to trip with this last 18 and a half seconds to go. Marcus with one more free throw. Owls are going to come out of here with a nice victory tonight. Marcus with another good free throw. Inbounded, 17 seconds. All the way down to the basket. Kicked out for the three. Three short, rebounded by Shirk. Shirk is nobody defending him. He's going to be able to run it out. That's going to be your final score. Bradford Owls 60, Allegheny Limestone Gators 45. I am going to take a break, compile some stats. I'll be back for the post game. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winner's Circle Sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, AM 1490, WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back here. What a great game by your Bradford Owls as they come away with a victory 60-45 over Allegheny Limestone. We're at the Joe DiCerbo Holiday Classic. We're going to have to fight with this in-between game music for the post game here, but what a great all-around performance by your Owls. Across the board, great performances. I hope this carries over to their next games. But they come away with a 60-45 victory. I'm going to recognize O'Brien for Allegheny Limestone. He had 23 points. He's a games high scorer, but he was pretty much all the offense for Allegheny Limestone as they come up on the short end. For your Owls, Evan Troisi had 10 points, Marcus Terwilliger 18 points, and Tyler Simmons leading the Owls with a 21-point effort. Tyler was at the foul line a lot of the night, old-fashioned threes, hitting shots. So Tyler Simmons with a nice game, 21 points. During the break there, they give away, like I had said earlier, sportsmanship and a player of the game for each team. Marcus Terwilliger got the sportsmanship award for your Bradford Owls, and Tyler Simmons was the player of the game. So just a great overall performance. Once again, your Owls come away with a victory, 60-45. I'll be back with you with a Bradford Lady Owls game on Monday, January 5th at 7:30 p.m. here on WSB Sports. This is James Patrick signing out from Bradford Owls Boys Basketball on WSB Sports.